Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
Oh, man, we got an interesting one here. Good morning, Staycation Setup. Let's say hello and hola to Stacy on the line.
Hey, girl.
Hi, Stacy.
Hey, how's it going?
Wow. I mean, you have some concerns about your brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
So
he's a terrible human being, in a nutshell.
Okay.
Whoa. Well, I don't know what's going on here, so can you give me at least a little background info on what's going on?
Okay. So I basically absolutely hate my brother-in-law, Marcos.
Okay.
I am 100% convinced that he's cheating on my sister.
Okay. So
I mean,
what convinces you?
Well, okay. So they've been married, I want to say, like, just under a year. And you guys, the night of their wedding, I get this text. And it's a video of Marcos, okay, the man marrying my sister, making out with this blonde skank. He's got his hands all over her. And I was just in shock. I'm like, is this a cool joke? Like, what?
This was the wedding night?
The wedding night. I get this at the beginning of the reception.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Ceremony happened, and I'm like, okay, you know, I didn't think he was the greatest guy, but I'm like, whatever, my sister's really happy, and then I get this, and I it's one of those things where you don't quite know what to do first, and I was so angry.
Why the hell did your sister marry this guy? Obviously.
I don't know. She seems really happy. He kind of puts on this front, so, you know, he's just a nice guy. He takes care of everybody.
Have you said anything about this video to your sister, then?
Well, no.
Oh.
What?
Because that would be proof enough.
So what happened?
No, well, first, I was so angry, you guys, and I was shaking, and my sister would just, I mean, she looked so happy. It was the night of her wedding, so I went straight to Marcos. And, you know, he puts on this nice front for the family, but he's such a douchebag, you guys. He of course, denies it. He tells me to get a life, leave him alone. And he's like, oh, and by the way, you will never be able to prove that that video is me.
Damn.
I was like, wait, what more proof do you want? Like, I have a video that is you. It's really you, you know?
I'm just surprised that you've kept this secret for so long.
Well, here's the thing. This is why I kind of got in the gym. By the time I actually got a hold of my sister, you know, after all this has happened, Marcos already went and talked with her. So, of course, she's in a newlywed land, and she's so gaga over this guy. She doesn't believe anything that I say about this video, even though I have, like, a video of proof.
Oh, my God. That sounds really scary.
It's messed up, you
That's
guys.
That's annoying.
I mean, this is it. I'm like, this is my sister's eternal lifelong happiness, and you can't mess with it. And he did.
Well, shoot. Let's give your brother-in-law a call. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay and see who he wants to put on the reservation.
Yeah.
To make it more believable to this guy, is there a certain friend of his or a family member we can tell him that entered him in a contest to win this hotel stay to make it more believable?
Yeah, I would, you know, say his best friend, Paul, okay? Yeah,
Paul.
He and Paul are tight. He would believe it, so.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll tell him Paul entered him in the contest that he won it, and we'll see who he wants to put on the reservation. Hopefully he says your sister. What's your sister's name?
Heather.
Heather. Okay. So hopefully he says your sister's name, Heather. If he does, then we know that your brother-in-law is on the up and up for now, at the very least. If he says anybody else's name, then we'll let you, sis, take over our show at that point, okay?
Got it.
All right. We got a staycation setup happening in a few minutes with your morning mess. All right, we're back with a staycation setup. Let's say good morning again to Stacy.
Morning, girl.
Hello.
Hey.
You are sister goals. You think your sister's getting cheated on by her husband, and you want us to set him up.
Yep. Catch him. Let's do it.
You'll get right to it. So this all stems from their wedding night that he was caught in video handsy with someone else.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
Now, do you suspect anybody that he is cheating on your sister with?
I mean, honestly, I couldn't tell exactly from the video, but I've seen him out and about, and he's flirting with everybody.
Hmm.
So this is in his nature. It's unfortunate, but it's true.
Well, let's give him a call. We're going to offer him a romantic hotel stay. We're going to say his best friend, Paul, entered him, and we'll see who wants to put on the reservation, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Marcos?
Who's this?
Hi, Marcos. Sorry if we caught you at a bad time, but my name is Jonathan with the Aurora Hotel. I'm calling with some really good news here. So you've been selected as our grand prize winner.
I'm good, dude. I'm good. I'm good, man.
Oh, sir, if I could just have you hold on maybe for 30 seconds just to give you the full offer, you can hear that. You've won a free romantic weekend stay with the Aurora Hotel, and I was just calling to see if I could confirm those details for your reservation.
What is this?
It's a free romantic stay. It's really awesome. So we're a new hotel in the Valley. We're asking for a review of certain people's experiences in return for that stay. It is going to be completely complimentary to you, excluding room service, but we can make sure that all that happens.
How did you get my name?
Well, we're working off of an online database right now. I wouldn't want you to lose out on an opportunity like this.
Okay. And what is it? It's a vacation?
It's a staycation. So it's just a free romantic weekend stay.
Okay.
Sound good?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So I've got a few questions for you. The first one's going to be, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I can take the name down whenever you're ready.
Sure. Nellie?
So that blonde bitch's name is Nellie?
Hello?
Marcos, we got to let you know you're live on the radio. It's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
What?
Who's Nellie?
Yeah, who exactly is Nellie?
Oh, by the way, your sister-in-law is on the line right now.
Oh, she lives in a fantasy, dude.
Marcos, how stupid are you for thinking that you can actually cheat on my sister and get away with it?
You're making up the fact that I cheated on your sister and now this is the life you live, where you live where you make stuff up.
It's really cut and dry. We asked you who you want to take with you in a romantic hotel stay. You didn't say your wife's name. Who the hell is Nellie?
Who's asking?
Everybody.
Myself and all the listeners.
Hey, it's okay. It's just work. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
It doesn't matter. Who is this?
Is that Heather? Is that your wife there? If she is, you need to turn on that radio right now because your husband is a piece of f***ing trash.
You're an absolute crazy person. I don't understand how you could bring this on the radio, make it up, and then you're living like it's real. You got to let this go.
Wait a minute. You're at home with her sister. We just offered you a romantic hotel stay, and you said another girl's name?
What?
Who said I'm at home, by the way? What number did you call?
Who's Nellie?
It doesn't matter who Nellie is.
I mean, it kind of does.
You don't have a nickname? Nobody has a pet name? Why
really?
Do I have to explain myself?
All right, well, let's
ask. Nothing that you said proves anything.
Well, her sister will probably know if she had a damn nickname. Stacy,
yeah?
Has your sister ever been called Nellie?
No.
Is your sister a rapper named Nelly?
Oh, my God.
Not even a little bit. I mean, if this isn't evidence plus that video, I don't know what it is, you guys.
You're making, just ask her and show her the video. It's fake. It's made up. You're going to have to deal with your consequences.
Fake? Why in the world would that circulate on your wedding night? You were so shady.
If you're so true, why are you sitting on something that you think is going to make your sister's life better? Ultimately, by holding it back, you're hating her. Do you understand that?
I am looking out for my sister, okay? She married who she thought was a decent, honest, committed man, and you are quite the opposite.
Yeah, I am an honest, committed, and loving man, and that's why she married me.
Well,
I don't
here's
know
the
why
thing.
You have to live your life as a hater.
Even if this video is fake, literally minutes ago, we asked who you want to put on a romantic hotel stay reservation. You said some other girl's name.
No, I said Nellie. Whatever you mean it to mean, it means.
Well, who the hell
but
is
I
Nellie?
I know what I meant when
so
I
So you're
it.
Saying Nellie is your wife?
Yeah, maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
Oh, my God. I'm confused.
What? See, what?
This guy's a superhero. King Deflector.
Oh, my God.
I've never heard of so much deflecting in my life, and I wrote the book on it.
I'm exhausted. I don't even know.
I'm tired.
I can't even.
Okay.
I'm exhausted.
Well, there's counseling services. I don't know who to give them to.
I know, Anish, me, and let's all take this number.
Oh, there we go.
Stacy, I don't know what else. I mean, obviously, you probably got what you needed to tell your sister.
Honestly, guys, if there's a way I can get a copy of this call, I would love to share it with her.
Oh, okay. Totally, girl. Your email is in our inbox, right? I'm going to send this to you as soon as we get off the air. Okay. As long as I find it. How do I send it?
Any last words, Marcos?
No, I'm innocent. Nobody's proven anything.
This man needs a lot of help.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.